know, that's everything to me. And, you know, I'm blessed to be in this position to play this game, and he's given me gifts and abilities to be here along with a lot everyone else that's here. And then the people that I get to go along and do it with, my family, my, you know, my friends that have been there and love me. And then, you know, I've had great teammates, great coaches, great mentors to help me. And when I take that field, I think about that. I think about all those people that put in those hours, that believed in me, that shaped me to be who I am. And, you know, I go out there and play for them each and every time I step on the field. That was just a crazy journey. I had committed to Arizona State, and then it was late in the process, and went to Michigan State and went there for a year. And, you know, that was another trial. You know, it was being a Texas boy, going there, going through, just being that far away from home. I had to make a decision. I decided to, you know, transfer. And, you know, that was a big decision in my life. And ended up going to the University of Arizona, which was, you know, the greatest decision for me, because I'm a Arizona Wildcat through and through. Went there, played, had a, you know, we had a great career with my teammates and I, and then met my wife there. So that's just part of the journey. You know, I'm grateful to have gone through all that, but that was definitely a trial in there, but grateful. Yeah, starting the games as a rookie. You know, anytime you get to go out there and play, I didn't even know this thing was working. Anytime you get to go out there and play, especially as a rookie, you're sort of thrown in the fire. You just develop, you know, you start picking up the speed of the game. You start going out there. You're playing at the NFL. You're running the NFL offense and playing for Coach Reed, Coach Peterson, you know, Coach Morningwig. It was a great experience. Obviously, we did not do very well, and that was unfortunate, but I learned a lot. You know, I was able to – I remember when we beat the Bucks for my first career win, I remember sitting in my locker and just being like, dang, this NFL thing is pretty tough. I mean, it's hard to get wins in the NFL, and that's why you see, like, anytime you get a win, like, it's not easy to do. That's why there's so much work that goes in, and that's why you're so grateful for it, and that's why when you see in the locker room after you win, the excitement, because there's a lot of work, and it's not easy to do at this level. Yeah, Mike Vick was always great to me. Getting to play for someone who is arguably one of the, you know, greatest athletes to ever play the game of football, he was always great to me. Being around him, being his teammate, and he did everything the right way. And just watching him throw the football is a thing of beauty. Watching him move around, and you know, those are memories I'll cherish for sure. Yeah. No, the Philadelphia Eagles fan base has been amazing. Each and every time I've played, especially at the Link, but they've traveled on the road. They've been loud on the road. When we played the L.A. Chargers early in the year, I mean, they had to go on silent count because our fans were so loud and filled the stadium. And that helps us. That helps us so much. And then I know going into this game, I know we'll have a lot, so I'm excited. And, you know, they've had a huge impact this year. Coach Reich is not only is it from a football aspect, but just as a man. I mean, he's a husband and a father. So, you know, being a father of a young daughter and a husband, you know, I listen to him and seek his wisdom, and he's helped me in that aspect. Just hearing, you know, his journey through his, you know, playing career, and just being around him each and every day, learning from the football aspect, but then just to see how he handles himself as a person, and, you know, how humble he is, and his qualities of life, and where, you know, what's most important to him. For me, being 29 years old and looking up, you know, I look up to him, and just to be with him this year has been, you know, I'll look back and he's one of the very special people in my life, so I'm grateful for that. Yeah, Coach Lazor in 2013 was my quarterback coach, and, you know, he was a guy who, you know, still stay in touch with today. You know, guy who a lot of attention to detail, works really hard. The information, you know, he made sure going into the game that we had all the information we could so we could go and play the fastest we could play. He's a guy that takes a lot of pride in his work, and I enjoyed playing for him. I think in 2013, everyone wants to point to the quarterback. I mean, people forget I was surrounded by amazing players and an amazing team. And you can't just point to one person. You know, we had a lot of great coaches that helped us and tutored us, and Coach Lazor is one of them. But when you look back to 2013 or any season, look at every single player, look at the O-line, look at the receivers, running backs, special teams, defense. And we had a really great team that, you know, much like this team, you know, we fed off each other, we played for each other. So when you go back to that team, I mean, we had a lot of talent, a lot of guys that made plays that allowed us to have success. Well, I wasn't traded. We had worked out a release so where I could be released and be a free agent. So once I was a free agent, it was an opportunity just to sit there. And, you know, in my heart at that time, is, you know, it was probably going to step away from the game. And but I also knew just being in that situation that I needed to take a few days just to let all the emotions settle. And it had nothing to do with the starting or this or that. It really just had to do with my heart in that situation. And, you know, getting an opportunity to step away. Like I said, I went on a fly fishing camping trip with my brother-in-law, Ryan. And just coming back, talking to my wife, Tori, about it. You know, I still didn't have a clear decision of what I wanted to do. But that's when I prayed and just really asked God for guidance. And there wasn't a sure path. I really just took a step in faith. And I knew that I would have more growth as a person going back to the game with knowing how I felt. And at that point, there were several teams that called, but the only one I was going to play for was Kansas City because of Coach Reed being there. And I knew, you know, he's a man that has always believed in me. No matter what has gone on in my career, he drafted me. And I knew that if I went and played him, I'd give it one more shot, that he could find the joy. If I had joy in there, he could bring it back out, and he sure did. That coaching staff did. And, you know, being in Kansas City last year, you know, one of the very special years in my football career, you know, playing with Alex Smith, playing with Tyler Bray, Coach Nagy, Coach Childress, Coach Reed. I mean, there's so many great players, great atmosphere there. So I'm very grateful for that opportunity that he gave me and the belief he's always shown in me. And, you know, I'm sitting here today, and might not be here if I didn't have that, you know, Coach Reed right there. So I'm glad he took me in. Yeah, I think everyone, you know, everyone's going to be critical about different things. But at the same time, this is a process. This is a journey. You want to go out there every single game and you want to play lights out, but that's very, very hard to do. So I haven't played lights out every game. Obviously, everyone wants to go to 2013 with that year. That was a really special year. But I think just a part of the journey, the life experiences, things going on in life, it's not necessarily the football experiences that have shaped me to have the mindset right now. It's the off-the-field stuff, you know, having a daughter, being married, you know, having the more responsibilities. I mean, that's the stuff that shapes your heart, that shapes you, that changes the perspective of the game. The trials you go through, almost retiring, it had nothing to do with the play in the game. It had to do with the life stuff, and I think people miss that. And that's where, you know, being up here on the stage, you can sort of talk about it. We're people too, and that's when, you know, we go speak to kids. We always try to share with them our weaknesses, because it makes us real. I mean, we're real people. We deal with the same things everyone else does. And I just have an opportunity on a stage to talk about it because we play this game, so I'm grateful for that. Someone had definitely mentioned that. It might have been later, but just that I think it was after the Atlanta game that Tony had said that, and, you know, that says a lot. You know, that means a lot. He's a man that I've always looked up to. You know, first off because of his faith, but then second off because he's a great coach, great mentor. So for him to say that meant a lot. You know, like I said earlier, I think just the attention to detail. He works hard in each and every day. You know, any coach that has the attention to detail and wants to give the information to their players and work, you know, does that is going to be, you know, a great coach, fundamentals, working on fundamentals, all that, and he does all that. Yeah, I mean, he's been here quite a bit, and I think that it's a testament to their team, their program, the players that are around him. Obviously, he's a great player, and he's a big reason for that. But It's about the atmosphere. It's about the team. And he's been surrounded by a great team. He's helped create a great team. So I think when you focus on that, you have to look at the team, much like, you know, we were just answering the 2013 question. It's about the team. It's about the players you play with, because it's not just one player out there playing. You have a whole group of guys going out there. At that point in my life, I'll definitely take a breath, but I've always wanted to, you know, right now I go to seminary in the off season, graduate school. So, maybe being like a high school pastor someday. I grew up in the restaurant business, so that's something I've always wanted to do. My dad's done it, well for a long, he's 71 years old now, and he's, one of my heroes. So watching him, the ability to work with him and learn from him is something that I look forward to doing someday. And, you know, I'll probably start that. I've already started that process slowly. But I think when you're playing the NFL, you always want to – you can only do this for a short amount of time. You can't – I mean, most guys retire before they're 30. You play forever. You're playing in your 40s, but you're still a young man. You still have a lot of life left to live. So that's where, you know, preparing for that. And, you know, that's what I've enjoyed in the offseason, being able to take classes, do that. And it makes it easier to go play because, you know, that helps me as a person, and that's something I enjoy doing. So that's probably what I would have done. Right now I'm doing Liberty University online. So I started last offseason, did a couple, I think I did 6 hours. Couldn't make the first semester this year. It was January 16th, and I was a little busy. So hopefully, you know, I can do next semester. But, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm grateful to be here, to be a part of this organization. I can't wait to play the game. And after the game, you know, that's where you have time to sort of reflect on the year, and that's what we'll do. I'll spend time with my family, use that family time. But, you know, the future will take care of itself. I'm grateful to have signed a 2-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles and be here. I'm excited to watch Carson get healthy, get back on his feet, and, you know, hopefully be a part of him getting back to where he was. You know what? We'll worry about that if that time comes. I'm just grateful to be in this position and be with this team. Just in general, just when the most important thing I do when I wake up is I make coffee, open up my Bible, I have a reading plan, and I go through it and I pray, I journal, and that's really helped me because so much stuff comes out of your heart, and it sets my path of, you know, where my heart should be that day when I go to work. And that's so important. It just gets it aligned on that. And it's not about me. You know, none of this is about me. I've been fortunate to be given a platform to go out there and play this game. But it's not about that. It's about the journey. It's about the people you come in contact with, the guys you play with. When you get to go speak to kids at school and you get to shape them, I mean, that's what it's about. And, you know, we're blessed to be able to do that. And, of course, we love the game. We go out there and play the game. But to play this game, you know, there is a great responsibility we've been given to be athletes, to be on this stage, and, you know, I'm grateful to have that opportunity. How was it like working with Matt Nagy? He's an awesome guy. I've always loved Nagy, even, you know, working with him as a rookie, and then getting to play for him last year in Kansas City. He's a great coach, really smart coach. He's very creative. He gets the best out of his players, and I think the most important thing is he's a better human being, and that's what you want when you have a coach is, you know, a coach that can shape that atmosphere, that can – the men in the locker room can help them become even better men and football players combined, not just football players, and he does that. I think it's just – it's a part of our offense. We have great coaches, coaches that have, you know, played a lot of football, that have a lot of knowledge of football. So they put us in a position to where, you know, we just have to execute the plays, and it's something that we rep a lot of. It's a piece of the puzzle. It's not, you know, our entire offense, and I think that's the big thing. You never really know when it's going because you make everything look the same, and that's what good coaches do. So it's just something we work a lot at. Gronk and I were teammates for 2 years. My first year at Arizona, I sat out because I was a transfer. And then my second year at Arizona, Gronk had hurt his back and had back surgery, so he was out for the entire season. But we were teammates for 2 years. I mean, Gronk's just back then, we knew, he's a really, really special athlete. Just the things he could do, just an animal out there. And, he's carried that over to the NFL, and I know he's made, the Arizona Wildcat family proud. What's that? I think with, Tom, he's just a guy that goes to work every single day. He's always working to improve, and that's something you admire. I'm grateful for what I have. I don't want to take anything else from anyone else. You learn watching other players, absolutely. I think the thing with him is you always see him working. Even at this point in his career, he's always working to get better, and that's something that I really respect. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a huge history buff. But that is crazy. But I'm sure he would say he was surrounded by a pretty darn good team, so as am I. Congratulations. Everything. That's the most important thing. When I get to, when I think about this journey and everything, I get home and I get to see her. I get to see my wife, and I see her and my wife, just in her face and her mannerisms. That's what it's about. And I know that every time I step on the field, every single thing I do, there's going to be some day she looks and wants to know who her daddy was and what he did. And that gives you a little extra juice to go out here whenever you're tired, whenever you're doing things the right way. I think about that because I know she's going to grow up, and I want her to be proud of her daddy. And I want, her mom and I, we talk about everything, and that's why we have such a great responsibility as athletes, not only to the young kids who watch us, because I was once the kid who watched the professional athletes and saw how they did. I watched the college athletes, but, now to be a father, that changes everything, and, it takes the pressure away because I get to go to home to her every night, and that it, no matter what happens, no matter if I play a horrible game, she loves me. She has no idea. We win the Super Bowl. She has no idea, and she's going to love me no matter what, but obviously, I want to go in this game, and, we're here to win it. But to have her here at this game with my wife is the greatest thing ever. Yeah. 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 Yeah, my wife, in 2013 got, sick. She was a college athlete, and she got diagnosed with POTS. Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. So from sitting and standing, your heart rate raises 30 beats per minute. And, that was crazy. We spent a whole month at the Mayo Clinic, and you go through testing, and that's the thing that people don't realize. We're humans too. And, to go through that journey, we got engaged while we were at the Mayo Clinic. We got married at a courthouse 2 months later because we knew we were in for a run. We didn't know when we'd get married. So we've never had a wedding ceremony. We never had a honeymoon. But just the journey we've gone on and gone through this, and just to see her strength and to see her determination, to see her health continue to improve, and she still deals with it. But it's amazing, and it gives me strength because I know she deals with it every single day. But just to see her knowledge grow of nutrition, of health, and her platforms grow into where she can impact people, because she's impacted me so much. So I'm grateful that I get to go through this life journey with her, and we get to raise our daughter, and hopefully, if we're fortunate, future kids. So thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you. I mean, my head's already really big, so it's just normal. I think you just sort of, I don't know how to explain it. You just sort of block it out. You just, in this moment, you appreciate it. It's awesome to be here, and this is part of it, and you just sort of embrace it. But at the same time, I think that's where you know what you have to do each day to prepare for the game, and that's what you focus on. Make sure you get that stuff done before coming here. So, you know, we've been working before we got here, preparing the body, preparing the mind before, you know, you get the interview. And then it's only a Tuesday, so just continue to rest, getting ready for the game. So I think when you approach it that way, it keeps it in perspective and doesn't get too big. Obviously, this is a big game, and I'm sure once we get the Super Bowl Sunday out there, it'll be pretty wild. But just honing back in on the game as fast as possible. Best advice. I don't know necessarily about, you know, the best advice. I'll just go to someone who had been a great mentor to me that I think anytime my college strength coach, Corey Edmond, who's now at Kentucky, he hosted Bible study at his house every Thursday for the players. And he had such a huge impact on my faith, my work ethic, me as a person. And he did every single person that he's ever come in contact with. And, you know, he's definitely one of those people, along with my quarterback coach, Frank Selfo, in college, who was the one who really took time to instill into me learning all the coverages, learning all the reads, but also just, you know, being a good person. And it's people like that, and there's several more along the journey, but those are two men that, you know, there need to be more of, you know, coaching the game of football. And there is a lot out there, but those are two men that have stood out in my life and I'm grateful for. Yeah, I think we still do that, shifts of motion, but just when we don't need it and stuff like that. I think, you know, a couple weeks ago when we had a bye week, we were able to go back and self-scout, and we had a lot of talks about just letting me play, letting me react, letting me see the defense. Because if I can see the defense and, you know, pre-snap, they're going to show you something. Post-snap, a lot of teams shift, and it's the post-snap you're trying to see. You're trying to figure stuff out, man zone, pre. But I think it just allowed me to see more quickly. Instead of worrying about what we were doing, I could see what the defense is doing, and then I know what we're doing already, so that helped a lot. Yeah, I think the last 4 weeks just continuing to improve. I think we have a great coaching staff, great players around that we just continue to work at practice, continue to do all the little extra things, continue to fine-tune the game plan. I talked to, you know, Coach Peterson, Coach Wright, Coach DeFilippo about our game plan, different things I like, different ways of doing things, and then they showed me why and how. And then just, you know, playing at home is always wonderful, but this is a neutral site for both teams, and, you know, I'm excited about it. I know there's going to be a lot of Philly fans here. I know the Eagles fans, they travel well, so I'm excited to see how many we have. I think that the ups and downs of this season, you know, my career hasn't always been smooth, and I've learned a lot going through the up and then going through the downs, and then to have sort of like several weeks of that roller coaster, my previous career, part of my career has sort of equipped me to handle this and understand it and really just, you know, keep plugging along, keep working, and knowing that you just have to keep working. That's it. You know, you're not always going to go out there and play great, but you can work at it. You always want to, but you can't get down on yourself. You just have to go back in the film room, go out to practice, and just keep moving. So.